Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday here. What day is it there?
Day after Labor Day.
You know what that means?
Please, tell me.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
Huh. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh my God, who do we have to thank for this?
Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
Who are you gonna call?
Who you gonna call?
Happy Telephone Tuesday.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show, and I thank you for being here today. Log on, 923fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should teachers be fired if caught teaching CRT where it has been outlawed? Not just a slap on the wrist, not just, you know, should they actually be fired? Well, the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, said they will make sure that CRT is in every school district, 14,000 across this country. Yesterday's poll question, should a man whose daughter was allegedly raped by a gangbanger who threatened to kill his daughter and entire family if they said anything, be in prison after he struggled with said gangbanger who was pointing a gun at him at the time and shot and killed this alleged gangbanger and rapist? 97% of you said no. Thank you for participating in the poll, because his name is Jack Getz, and he is serving time right now in the Nevada State Prison in Carson City. 76 years old. Jury never got to hear all the evidence of why this happened, because the gang that this person was a part of in Las Vegas were threatening to kill his entire family. And the Las Vegas Metro Police Department knew many reports that this was going on. So thank you for participating in the poll. You'll know Jack Getz's name, and you'll know his story fully as we continue down that path. So what are men to do? I know it's been a really serious show today, but what are men to do? Oh, what to do, what to do, what to do. Well, this is why I like bringing in special guests on the Monica J. Show, is to help, to educate, to inform. So I would like to introduce to you Pastor Dwight Buckner. He is a fan favorite on this season of Lifetime's Married at First Sight. He's a no-nonsense Christian relationship expert, and he is going to give all of the men now some unfiltered advice who struggle in the areas of commitment, decision-making, even loyalty. So let's say good morning to Pastor Buckner. Hi, Pastor Buckner. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? Thank you for having me, Monica.
I am doing fabulous. I get to talk to fantastic people like you. And, you know, that was going to be the first question out of the chute here, Pastor, is the fact that so many seem to be getting relationship advice from the television now. You know, they're watching relationships like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and Married at First Sight and 90 Day Fiancé. Is that really where people should be turning for relationships?
Well, I think it's a distinct difference in what happens in your personal life, in your personal home, and what, you know, reality and what TV is. And I think for a large part of people, we watch TV hoping that, you know, we can have this model relationship that we see on TV, or we can get advice from them. But really, it all boils down to is who you are as an individual, what type of things you like. You know who you are. Nobody else knows who you are like you do. And so there are certain requirements that everybody has. I would just say it's always good to find some close. If you design a relationship, it's always good to find people who are already in a long-term relationship where you could rub off on for relationship advice, as opposed to television. There are some things you can take from television, of course, that are good, but you just got to kind of eat the meat, spit the bones out, that type of thing.
you know, I learned that very young in my lifetime. I followed and always watched a great aunt and uncle that were just so okay. devoted to each other. And it's like, you know what?
Right.
That's how I want my relationship to be. Do we right. really have singular thoughts, though? It seems like, especially the younger generation, is so into groupthink and so manipulated and easily swayed. Are they going to be able to find those amazing relationships out there?
They can, but I think it's imperative, especially when we talk to our millennials, that they understand that there's a difference in what you want and what you see on social media. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, a lot of people, or some of our millennials, I would say, or younger people, like you've mentioned, will look at pictures of people posted up with their significant other on social media and find this nice, grandiose house and a car and think that that's it. But not knowing that sometimes pictures lie on you and you're not getting the full picture. This generation, it's going to require patience. We live in this type of microwave generation where we want things overnight to happen for us. And it really boils down to your patience and how you are as an individual, allowing God to develop you and process you to get you to the place where you can actually handle relationship. Before I actually met my wife, I had this list I used to carry around literally in my wallet of things I wanted in my wife. And literally one day, you know, the Lord had to really deal with me and say, hey, are you the same things that you're asking me to give you? Are you kind? Are you patient? Mm-hmm. And so I had to make sure that I was what I was asking for. And a lot of times we want something that we're not being. So we want somebody who's nice. We want somebody who's friendly. We want somebody who's caring, but we're not like that. And so I think it's imperative that we do our own self-evaluations and find out that we are the thing that we've been asking for.
Yeah.
That we should be the thing we've been asking for. Yeah.
You know, as this generation watches Kim Kardashian turn into, you know, my generation's Elizabeth Taylor, with, you know, let's see how many husbands she's going to have this time around. But you've got a new book coming out, 5 Things mm-hmm. All Men Need. Can you give us a little sneak preview of what's in there? What are the 5 things that all men need?
Absolutely. The book that came out last week, 5 Things Every Man Need, there are 5 really critical things that I address in the book that I think is imperative that all men need. And one of those things is support. I think if a man has the right support system, I think we say a lot of men fail because of infidelity or they got into something that shouldn't got into. But a lot of men fail because they don't have the right support system. If you literally encourage a man by saying, hey, it could be something small. Thank you for taking out the trash. Thank you for, you know, picking up the kids. Thank you for just being there. A man will literally build you a house. He'll go out of his way to make sure you have whatever you need because men thrive off support. And it's imperative that every man has a strong support system. And a strong support system is not necessarily going to agree with everything you do because having a strong support system will also hold you accountable, which means that they will also tell you when you're wrong. And so a support system is absolutely imperative for a man to have in order for him to thrive.
Rather than sitting there saying, are you ever going to get a job?
Right, right. I mean, if we're sitting there, you know, hoping that they do things. And let me say this. When with a man, it's imperative any woman, single woman, I would say, that is seeking a long-term relationship with a man. I think it's imperative to say this is that I don't think God would ever give you a project to work on in terms of who you're dating. You can't change people. You can't make them do this. You can't make them do that. They have to be willing to do it on their own because if you try to control them, now you're getting into manipulation. You're getting into all that other stuff. And so I think it's imperative that we understand that we let them be who they are, but kind of pray that they grow into the individual that we would like to see, but not force them. But men need support.
Yeah.
You're going to say something?
No. No.
Okay.
I think that's great. Yes. So what's another thing?
Okay. All men, another thing I mentioned in the book is all men need affirmation. And that's a great term that I like to use. It's different from support, because affirmation is literally me coming along beside you, affirming who you are. One thing that I mentioned in the book, and it's a reference in scripture, David, when he was younger, he literally was on the run from Saul, who was supposed to be his mentor, and he finds refuge in Jonathan, Saul's son. Well, how did he find refuge? Jonathan literally took his robe off, put it on David, and affirmed, hey, I know that you're being chased by my father. I know that you're afraid, you're on the run, but I just want to affirm that there's greatness in you despite what you're going through. And so I think that affirmation is imperative for a man. Men need to be affirmed. I don't care if they work a job that nobody else likes. You have to affirm him, says, thank you for just being consistent with what you're doing. All those play along the same lines of affirmation. Affirm them. Some people are really good at saying what men don't do, but how about affirming what they do right? And so affirmation is a great thing. Another thing that I mentioned, I think this one is very imperative as well, is a safe place. Every man needs a safe place. And what do I mean by a safe place? When this whole thing about man caves really began to get big years ago, when every man wants a man cave. In the man cave, you find your big screen TV, pool table, some drinks, a bar, whatever it is to make a man feel safe. He's really just saying, I need a place where I can rest my head. If a man gets off work and he feels like he's coming home to a house of nagging and contention and division, he'll literally drive past his house and go to the movies, go to wherever he feels safe. And so every man needs a safe place, a place where they can rest their head. When we even look at, I would use Samson in the Bible, when he laid his head on Delilah's lap, it wasn't that she was the most beautiful woman in the world. It wasn't that she had, you know, everything that he wanted. It was just the fact that Samson at that moment in his life was looking for a safe place, a place to rest his head. Now, it happened to be unsafe for him, but he was looking for a place of peace and a place of shelter. And I think every man needs a safe place where he can talk, be himself, be open. And it doesn't have to always be with other guys. Your man should be able to find a safe place with his spouse, with his sisters, with his mother, where he can open up and talk.
Mm-hmm. Unlike, yeah, you know, what we see in television, like Homer Simpson, he drives past the house and goes to the bar. You know, it's
right.
We wanted
right.
I don't know about that. So, I need to wrap this up. But how can people find five things all men need?
Okay, yes, there are. The book is on every major outlet where they sell books: Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can also go to my website, PastorDwightBucknerJr.com, and order the book there. But everywhere they sell books, every major place where they sell books is where the book is located. It's right there.
See, this is why it's on all major outlets, is because this is something that more people need to read. Five things all men need. Thank you so much, Pastor Buckner. I mean, it has just been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And
you
just
as well.
Fantastic as well. Advice. Fantastic.
This is not headline news. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married, proving dating someone from work can work out. At least for now. The director of The Goonies died. Don't bother asking any of the cast about it, because
Goonies never say die!
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck took their kids to Universal Studios, so we know their relationship can at least withstand the line for Harry Potter. Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is celebrating 20 years of sobriety, while Vince Neil is celebrating 5 years of obesity. And Joey Chestnut won his 14th hot dog eating contest, and now he's changing his name to Joey Chest Pains. This is not headline news.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It is live. It is local. It is all about you and what's going on. Hey, stick around. Just after 11:38 or at 11:38, we're going to be speaking with Richard Brewer and Carson Youth. All about Carson Valley Youth Day coming up. That's right. If you want to find out more for yourself before the interview, carsonvalleyallaboutyouth.org. Big event coming up on July 17th, and we're going to let you know all about it. Something else I want to let you know all about is watching Arizona. Told you this before, and it's just like justice. It's slow. There is no such thing as swift justice anymore. Told you to watch Maricopa County. Well, it is slowly dripping out. According to attorney Matt DiPerno from this morning, there was a security breach of the registration servers in Arizona on November 3rd, 2020. What's important to know is that the, in my opinion and others, the corrupt Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, she knew about it. Yeah. She knew about this as well as the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, but they kept it hidden. You really can't keep stuff like this hidden now, can you? Because there's always somebody. There's always somebody who's going to spill the beans. So I find this very interesting that it's coming out now. The vote is not completely tallied yet in Maricopa. Just so you know, they're still looking for other items that need to be looked at. Things that haven't been released to the auditors. But it's coming along. I know everybody wants the answer now. But with something this serious, every single tire has to be kicked, every single stone has to be turned over, and then we'll get the information. So just keep your chin up, keep your spirits up, because the truth will come out. Eventually. Yes, it just never comes out as quickly as we want it to. You know, getting the information from this election is like watching ketchup drip out of the bottle. It's like, come on, come on. Unfortunately, you just can't hit the bottom of the bottle this time. But the truth will come out. So we're going to keep our eye on that for you and you as well. Watch Maricopa County. It's going to be very, very interesting. And just so you know, again, this is coming from Gateway Pundit this morning. Love it. The most popular president in U.S. history, because remember, he got 80-some-odd million votes. More than Barack Obama. Biden's 4th of July speech got 10,000 views. On the White House YouTube channel. 10,000 views. Yeah. Put a few more zeros behind that, and that would have been Trump's numbers. I just think it's comical. I've gone from angry to laughing. From angry to laughing at what they actually think that they can pull off with the American people. It's like, wow, really? It's the Monica Jay Show.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Look alive and change your ways.
Oh boy, is it ever summertime. Cookouts. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July holiday. Independence Day holiday. It was just spectacular. More spectacular in some areas than just ours. Yeah. Here on the Monica J Show, letting you know that there were actually quite a few deaths that occurred over the long holiday. It was bad. It was bad. But let me add this. No matter how bad we think things are going to get, if we pull together, if we stand strong together, we will get through it all. Thank you so much for being here today on the Monica J Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about you. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. So, getting a little help. I mentioned something earlier about, you know, how to remove the toxins, the spike protein from your system if you've been inoculated with the Fauci ouchie, or even if you're just around people, because we're learning more every day about the shedding. I read a few things off, and I will put those onto the webpage, my webpage, because it's more than just that list, the strategies to lower risk in those receiving the COVID jab. As I had mentioned, the vitamin D and C and the sauna and the time-restricted eating. This is fascinating. But that comes from a bigger, longer story from a number of doctors. The article is by Joseph Mercola. Might COVID injections reduce lifespan? Now, this is an interview between Dr. Vladimir Zelenko and Michael Yeadon, who has a PhD, life science researcher. Also, researcher and former vice president and chief scientist of allergy and respiratory research at Pfizer. Professor Luke Montagnier. He is a world-renowned virologist who won the Nobel Prize for his discovery of HIV. So this is a huge article that I think everybody should read. I've only been able to make it halfway through, but it is a fascinating article that you can find at lourockwell.com, or just wait for me to put it up on the on my webpage later on today. Speaking of live and local, what's going on here in town? We talk about how the youth have been just kind of tortured over this last year and a half. You know, you can't go outside and play. You can't play with your friends. You can't do this. You can't do that. You got to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? We're getting back to normal. And we've got some really cool things coming up for the kids. For all the youth. Literally, all the youth. So let's check in right now with Richard Brewer. Richard, thank you for calling back. I wanted to spend more time with you, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Monica. Thank you for inviting me on.
So let's talk about Carson Valley All About Youth. What is going on for Carson Valley Youth Day?
Well, Carson Valley All About Youth puts on the a Youth Day once a year, and this year it's going to be July 17th from 9 to 3 for the kids to come out to the P&K Ranch at 88 and Waterloo here in Gardnerville. And once they're there, we have people that will be showing them how to do fly fishing, archery, BB gun, wrist rocket, 22 shot shell, for the smaller kids using a cricket, nice and safe, but showing them how to properly use their eye and ear protection, and how to load and unload the 22, and how to aim and fire at a clay about 10-12 feet out for the smaller kids. We also have a 20-gauge shotgun for the bigger kids to show them how to do clay shooting. And then we have a free barbecue, and we have a free raffle for them. And the entire event for the kids is free to kids that are under 16 years old. And also, if they happen to have a 17-year-old, but with siblings coming along, what we're looking for is to get the families to come out together so they can see what excites their kids, what they're interested in, and then the kids get the opportunity to come out and talk with the people that are there. And we have park rangers and firemen and fish and game. NDOT is going to be out there, NDOT for bicycle safety. And this is just a way to get the kids out there and see all the outdoor activities that that the Valley has to offer.
So you do realize that you're making kids up here in, you know, Washoe and other places just so jealous. Can they come down and participate as well?
If we get there, if they could get signed in, and what we expect is up to about 300 kids, because that's what we get T-shirts. Which have our sponsors that were able to help us to put this on. We put that on a T-shirt. We give a T-shirt to every kid up to the first 300. If they came after that, we're not going to turn a kid away, but you may not get a T-shirt or something like that. But we will do what we have to make sure to take care of the kids.
That's absolutely fantastic. I love hearing that because really, you know, look at what the kids have been through, you know, for this last year and a half. They need to be out in the sunshine, and this just sounds like an absolutely fantastic event. In case you missed it, it's July 17th, okay, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Where can people sign up for the event?
They can actually go online. This year, we're finally getting one, but we have a website now. It's www.carsonvalleyallaboutyouth.org.
And well, that's easy to remember, too.
Is the sign-up sheet and the ability to get that to us. And like I say, we're going to be looking at the first 300. Yeah, but if the kid happens to show up, he may not get a T-shirt, but we will do our darndest to show them the fly fishing and the archery and whatever we can.
Hey, don't forget about those wrist rockets. I've got a wrist rocket, and that is just, you get that, you know, that little silver ball in there, and those mm-hmm. things are incredible. I have a hard time with my strength, you know, so mine don't go as far.
Right.
But, you can become a master with these things.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that by showing them, you know, with people that understand how to show the kids how to properly do it and, you know, in a fun way, so the kids aren't thinking, oh, gosh, you know, there's another school day. This is actually fun. These are people who are excited about doing things outdoors, and they just, you know, love being able to show the kids. And these are the kids that are going to be following us somewhere down the road. Taking over and who knows, maybe Washoe might start their own program, you know, be able to get more kids closer to home that way.
I wish they would, because I think this is absolutely fantastic. So what's in the raffle, by the way?
Well, for the kids, there are bicycles, there are drones, ooh, there are Nerf guns, there are different toys. There are also, for the kids who are older, and here again, it's free, but if their parents sign them up for it, there are things like BB guns, and when we get them donated, shotguns. Last year, we gave a young lady she won in the raffle a 270 hunting rifle.
Oh, so that is, you know, absolutely fantastic.
This is an outdoor community. We're in such beautiful country up here, and a lot of the families, go out hunting and doing things together. So we try to make sure to get things that are, that is going to get them promote them going out and being outdoors.
Well, and it also teaches them, in my opinion, Richard, you can agree or disagree, but it also teaches them to be good stewards of the outdoors.
Yes, and that's part of them. We're out at the P&K Ranch. That's where this event's actually held, out in one of the pastures that Patty Graff donates to, or gives to us there, and for use there. And so everything is outdoors. These kids are going to see how these things work out with targets, and how to properly, be respectful of the equipment that they're using. Have a respect for what they're using, but also learn how to safely do it, have fun while they're doing it, and doing it with their parents there. Now, unfortunately, we get more parents that want to know why we don't have a day for them, but that may have to be somewhere down the road. But for right now, it'll just have to be the kids, and the parents can, like I say, it's a great opportunity for them to come out and see what's exciting, what their kids are into. We have last couple of years, there's been a couple of young ladies that are about maybe 12 years old that got onto the archery, and just amazing eye-hand coordination. They took right to it, under instruction there. We have different organizations around here. We have the Chucker Club, we have Fly Fishing Club, we have Clear Creek Bows, we have Carson Valley Clays. So we're having people that know what they're doing and showing the kids how to do it safely, but also have fun.
Yeah, I think next time you talk to one of those parents, say, well, put it together. And they can have their own day. It does. It sounds like so much fun for every single age. But again, this is ages for kids 2 to 16. Sign up now at Carson Valley, allaboutyouth.org. It's July 17th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get it on your calendar. That's going to be an absolutely awesome Saturday. Richard, thank you so much for calling in and giving us this information. You're going to have a lot of jealous people out there because this is an awesome event.
Monica, thank you again for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Been a pleasure. Absolutely. There goes Richard Brewer.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today as we slowly wrap up the show. Want to go through a few of your texts this morning because, it's all about you. Talk and text 884-9910. Sometimes people don't want to talk on the air, which I'm totally okay with that. Let's start off with the White House has a huge staff because they are very important people, don't you know, you peasants? And Dr. Jill needs servants to help take care of her husband, who doesn't even know who she is. It's a lot of work, even for a doctor. Thank you very much for that. Yes, that seems to be true there. I did work my 4th of July holiday and weekend. I didn't get to listen yesterday. Had a few emergency issues. I had a question. Do the working. We didn't go to watch the fireworks in town. We watched the New York Macy's celebration on TV. My question. Is Lee Greenwood's God Bless America song a staple for America on July 4th? Could have been the TV station, or more hatred for the United States of America. Not sure, but it bothered me to not hear the song. I actually hit YouTube just to hear that great song.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yeah, if Macy's Celebration didn't air that beautiful song, that, you know, it, yeah, I believe it is a staple of the 4th of July, of Independence Day. But then again, I also believe it's just a staple of American life. And that's probably why they didn't play it. Because people want to do away with honoring Independence Day on the 4th of July. And they want to celebrate Juneteenth. You know? So celebrate whatever holiday you want to celebrate. But don't tread on me when it comes to me celebrating what I believe is the most important holiday in this country. We separated from a tyrannical government that was ruling us from across the pond. We decided to rule ourselves. But then somewhere along the lines, we decided to let others take our responsibility. We gave them our permission because we were busy. Whether it be raising kids, going to work, farming, ranching, making America what it is, what we are proud to make it. That's the holiday that I celebrate. But I don't celebrate the fact that our government now has too much rule over us. So who knows? Maybe in the future, might be in the long future to come or the near future, we'll have to seek independence once again. This time not from a government across the pond, but right in our own backyard. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you.